You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus interprets the law of making oaths. Learn more about how to keep your promises in week 6 of our series, Redefined.
And we're excited to say that 10 more, all right, 10 more weeks to go. But our scripture is so important. I'd like to turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5, starting in verse 33 and 37. Do you have your Bibles with you? All right, I want to encourage those of you who have come. You know, we are a Bible-believing church. And so please do bring your Bibles. Have it in your laptops, your gadgets, or okay, your phone. So it's okay to bring your Bible, okay? Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 33. Here's what it says. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king." Let's read it all together now, verse 36 to 37. 1, 2, 3, go. "And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." This is the word of the Lord for us today and for the rest of the week. Let's bow our heads as we start with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that, Lord, you will speak to us today, that your word will rule and reign. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for the spirit of revelation and understanding, that, Lord God, there's a reason why you pick certain topics like this, that it is very crucial even in the time of our living today. And I just pray, Lord God, that you begin to break, Lord God, anything that hinders of receiving your word. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're not here to condemn. You're here to convict. You're here to restore. You're here to recover your people back to their relationship with you. At the same time, Lord God, exemplified Christ-like character. And so we ask, Lord, that let your will be done. Let your kingdom come forth in our midst today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone would say, amen. Amen. Please take your seats. Okay, bago tayo mag-start, I have a question to ask, and I hope you can participate. Okay? So, next. Maybe iba dyan, serious ah. I hope you can participate. I have a question first. All right, and I know we can relate. Alam mo ba yung anong tanong ko ngayon? Ang tanong ko ay ganito. Okay. Sino po sa atin ngayon? How many of us here in this 7 p.m. service, one way or the other, we've experienced someone made a promise. Pinangakuan ka. Tapos, dun sa pangako, napako hanggang sa pangako lamang. Hindi na fulfill yung pinramis sa'yo. I hope you guys can translate to our alright, Timor Leste guys. Alright. You will translate, bro, okay? Alright, so sige. You have a gift of interpretation, right? Hura ba shotari alalaban? Okay. Okay, so let's begin. Alright. Pinreserve bigla. Okay. It's one, you know, we speak in tongues here, right? We manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me ask the question again. Who among us here, one way or the other, all right, somebody gave a promise. And that promise was never fulfilled. What was that? Can you share naman to us? Ano kaya yung nangako at pinangakuan ka tapos hindi man lang natupad? Di ba sakit noon? Can you share that to us? Is that okay? Okay lang po ba? Huh? Patayin niyo tumingin sa akin. Okay. Okay lang ba? Sige, magtanong po ako rito. Hello, hi. I'm asking you, stripes. Black and white. Ay, dalawa sila. Okay. May isa lang. Sino gusto mamili? Ah, siya na lang. Oh, sige. Siya na una. What's your name? My name is Mark.
Red.
Huh? Red. You know you're turning red now. Okay. Red. Okay, Red. Red. Your name is Red. Okay. Okay lang ba? Can you share, Red, straight to the point, ano yung may nag-promise sa'yo tapos hindi niya tinupad? Pwede bang i-share mo sa amin? Sige.
Sabi niya wala daw pong magbabago. And then suddenly, nagbago po lahat.
Wow. Wala. Grabe. Umpisa pa lang. Talaga? Sabi niya, sinong siya? And then, huwag na tayo tumahan doon. Walang magbabago. I will never change. Bigla nagbago? Grabe. Fresh pa. Oh no, talaga. Red, thank you. Thanks for being transparent. Imagine na nga ako. Walang magbabago. Bigla nagbago, saklap naman nun. Noel, ready ka na? Okay lang yun eh. Okay. Well, okay lang ba? Tanong kita. One of our staff, in fact, you know, I'm proud of this guy. He's our music director here. And we have a bunch of great musicians because of this guy, all right? This guy worked hard, and so I'm proud of him being one of our staff. And so here's Noel Bitorin sharing to us his experience. Noel, so share mo na may experience mo. Pinakakuha nga tapos... Ang haba ng oras mo
kanina.
Oh, sige, go.
Nagbenta po kasi sa akin ng sabon noon.
Ano no?
Nagbenta po sa akin ng sabon. Totoo po to, ha?
Oh, sige, go.
Ano yung papayas? Hindi pa ano papayas? So, yung ano, so something. Basta po yung mahabde pag pinabahid. Puputi daw po. Seryoso po yun. Pero wala po. Sakit po eh.
So wala. Grabe naman. Pinangakuan ka, puputi ka. Pag ginamit ko ito sa sabon na to. Tapos, ilang beses ka naghilod? Ilang beses ka na? Magkano in-invest mo?
75.
Grabe na to, di ba? Alam nyo kanina, nakakatawa rin. Kasi sabi niya ganun. Nangako sa kanya na mag-meet tayo ng 6 a.m. yato. Ano oras yun? 4 a.m. Tapos biglang hindi dumating ng 4. Diba dumating 4:30 pa? 5. Eh sabi ko, paano yung iba sa atin na sinabi sa'yo magbi-victory group tayo ng 5 p.m. dito? Tapos 6 o'clock, hindi pa kayo nagbi-victory group dahil wala pa yung mga victory members nyo. O kaya may fa-follow up ka, di ba? Nag-usap kayo, nangako na pupunta at hindi nag-show up. Di ba? Saklap naman nun. You know, all of us, I believe, alright, somehow down the road, growing up, someone made a promise. And yet, never really follow up on that promise. You know, it's so important for us to understand that this topic is important. Kasi nga, ang daming tinakil ni Jesus, no? Imagine, week 6 pa lang tayo ngayon. Pero he was pointing out the importance of our words. In the context of when you make a promise, vows, pledges, all right, or even taking an oath, so that's very important to Jesus. But you might be saying, pero Pastor Mark, di ba ang hirap no? Pag nagsabi ka, parang we don't really control, you know, the nature. All of a sudden, may appointment ka, hindi na to. Sa totoo lang, mahirap talaga. But, you know, Jesus was telling us, which is, I think, it's very important, that the topic that we talk about from the very beginning, that Jesus came here not to abolish the law, but He came to fulfill every single commandment. And that's where we're coming from. So, it's important that someone pave the way, lead the way, and He's there to really help us follow His very commands because He Himself is the one to fulfill it. And so that's very important. Matthew chapter 15, based on this topic, verse 18 to 19 says, ito importante to kasi para makita natin, sabi ni Jesus later on sa Matthew 15, imagine ang text natin, Matthew 5, di ba? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. Everybody say, from the heart. And this defiles a person. In other translation, this makes a man unclean. Anything that comes from our hearts. What are these? Verse 19, for out of the heart come evil thoughts. Murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. Yung pinag-usapan natin last time, the problem is not sexual immorality, but the problem is lust. Okay? And everything boils down to, it's in our hearts. Kaya nga kahit ano sabihin natin, dito sa mundo natin, miski sabihin natin, tanggalin natin lahat ng mga barel, all the missiles, the nuclear bombs, all the tanks, any explosions, all right, that will cause harm upon the people. Guys, listen to this. People will still find a way. They will get a stick. They will create sharp objects to kill people. Why is that? Because the problem is in the hearts of men. And in fact, what we talked about last time, for you to kill someone and commit murder, magalit ka lang sa isang tao, you already committed murder. That's what Jesus says. So Jesus was pointing this out. Hey, look, the problem is in the hearts of men. That's why nobody can say, that is not my problem. No, that's everyone's problem. It might not be a struggle, but one way in our own life, growing up, we gave a word and did not fulfill it. And why is that? Because the problem right here comes from our hearts. Now, let's look at what Jesus said. In verse 33, he goes on to say, again, you have heard that it was said of those of old. Now, he was going back, all right, to the Old Testament. You shall not swear falsely. Swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. Number one, this is so important. Let us not swear falsely. A lot of people would take their word carelessly, not seriously, or they take their word lightly. Parang casual lang. Kaya nga si Lord galit na galit. Kasi in the Old Testament, in order for you to make a vow, you really have to invoke the name of the Lord. But during the time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees would say, it's okay to make a vow as long as you don't invoke the name of the Lord. Because the moment that you invoke the name of the Lord, that's where the problem lies. But for Jesus, no, that is not what it says. He was trying to create the tension and the reality that it's not about just invoking the name of the Lord. It's more to it than you could ever imagine. In fact, the word perform here means to discharge all obligations. Whatever you say, you're bound to do it. Let's check it out. Some of the commandments back in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 23:21 says, if you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. How much more, diba, if we make such vows and promise that we invoke God's name, you know what? The Bible tells us that God himself will run after you. You will hold accountable to God the very words that you have spoken and the promise that you mentioned. So to God, it is a big deal. So totoo lang, all right, there was this man of God who made mention as he checked this out, our topic. Sabi niya ganun, if anger was the real issue of murder, di ba? In order for you to commit murder, anger lang. Lust, the real issue of adultery. Kasi bakit? If you look at the woman lustfully, di ba? Whether you like it or not, you committed adultery. Pero for sa atin, we judge people based on their actions. But God will judge us based on the intent of the heart. It's not the adultery, it's not the action itself. It's coming from the heart, which is lust. Selfishness, the real issue of divorce. And here's what he said regarding oaths. Then deceit is the real issue when we make our oaths. In other words, when you make an oath, a promise, guess what? If you cannot fulfill it, what would you do? You will lie. You will deceive people as if kapanipaniwala, pero sa totoo lang, deep within you, you know that you'll not be able to fulfill it. Swearing or taking your oath is a serious thing. And it leads to serious ramifications if we'll take it casually and carelessly. Next month, mamatay man ako. That's intentional. We made certain promises by saying, I swear. If you will not fulfill it, you raise your left hand. Mamatay man, peks man. You know what? You don't know what we're saying. It might be a joke, but guess what? You will hold accountable to God for the very words that you said. Are you here with me? Verse 34. Sabi niya ganun, but I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, and by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. They're in the Jerusalem, that very place, diba, in Israel. So sabi rito ng Bible, do not take an oath at all. Why? Because we should never give a word that you're not sure to fulfill. Never ever give a word that you are not sure that you'll be able to fulfill. And a lot of people will take this lightly. Oh, gagawin natin yan. Oh, sige, deliver natin yan. Sige, parang sobrang certain, sobrang sigurado that, hey, look, where is that coming from? Why are you saying that? And yet, reality shows they'll not be able to fulfill it. Here's the point. Be careful in what you swear. Be careful if you're gonna make an oath or give an oath. Why? Because your words is equivalent to your life. The very words that you said is the very thing that God will hold you accountable. Why is words important? Bakit kaya? Kasi nga, diba, imagine, the whole creation was made because of words. And God said. Not only that, the Bible tells us that through Jesus' word, it gives life and the spirit. The very words of Jesus creates, it produces life. Kaya kapag tayo yung words natin, hindi maganda, it will create chaos. Isang word lang, it will really demolish, it will really put a person so down that he may not be recovered. Ganun ka powerful yung word. And so what God is saying us here, as far as oath is concerned, is this. Never give your word that you are not sure to fulfill. Let me ask you, what are those oaths or vows or promises that one way you give a promise that you said you will fulfill it, but eventually broke it? Ano ba yung mga bagay-bagay na mismo tayo naman? Hindi yung mga nag-promise sa atin, pero tayo yung nangako. Di ba pag may kailangan-kailangan ka, sabi mo, pare, kailangan-kailangan ko lang. Hiram naman ako dyan, babayaran ko sa katapusan. Babayaran talaga kita, pare, kailangan ko lang talaga. So ito naman si pare, kaibigan mo, di ba? Siyempre, ayaw niyang, di ba, he wants to be part of probably your blessing. O sige, pare, pahiram naman kita, kailangan ko rin, pero dahil kailangan mo, pahiram kita. Dumating yung katapusan, wala ka pa nabibigay. Hanggang sa another katapusan, hanggang sa katapusan, hanggang ngayon, hindi na kayo nakikita at hindi na siya nagtetext sa iyo, hindi na siya sumasagot dahil nangutang ka, o pinautang mo, nangako babayaran at hindi pa nababayaran. How many of you can attest to what I'm trying to say? There are people who could ask you for money and yet never really pay you. Alam mo, para malaman lang po natin here in Victory, hindi po kami rito nangungutang. At hindi kami nagpapautang. Ang church po is not a place for you to get money. I just want to let you know that. We even have policies here that we will never ask anyone for money, especially in our authority as pastors. As Victory Group leader, there is a policy, not even just the Victory Groups, but even for every one of us, for you to know. But people sometimes, based on our need, we tend to break those laws and rules and policies because you are in need. That selfishness, wanting to have money. I'm in need. I need to get the money. And so I'm going to ask people for money. Ask them for this and that. But I will pay, but you will break your word. Kaya ang paminsan, nasisira yung relationship. 500 pesos lang. Imagine, nasira yung relationship, 2,000 pesos lang. Sa iba malaki yun. But because of that cause, nasa na, hindi na nagpapansinan. Magtatago na. Hello? Tapos ngayon, ang dami ng mga sinabi. Diba? Parang hindi maganda. That's why we want to protect you. But still, people have certain compassion in their hearts. Eh, syempre, brother. Sister, kailangan ng pere. Ano ba naman yung pautangin mo? But there's a risk. You know what's the risk? It's your relationship. And so people sometimes give promises, but would never fulfill as far as money is concerned. What else? What about in a relationship? Uy, I love you. You're the only one. I'll marry you. Yes. I'll promise to marry you. There are certain promises sometimes men would give. Sorry, Red, ah. Babago, eh. Sinful nature. And a lot of broken relationships out there, some have recovered, some have not. Why? Because of the words being said as a promise, but never fulfill it. Ako bahala sa iyo pag ginawa natin, pag bibigyan ka ng ganito, bigyan ka na ng kotse, bigyan ko yan, ito, promise ko yan, bibigyan. Hanggang ngayon, wala pa, di ba? Di pa dumadating. You know why it's a big deal to God? Because your word becomes your promise. Every word spoken, especially if it's an oath, a promise, that is something that you need to fulfill whether you like it or not. And don't you ever get pressure, my friends. If you think you'll not be able to fulfill, don't you ever give your word. I know someone na pressure magpakasal. Kasi nabigay na invitation, lahat na, gown, lahat-lahat na. Realizing later on, oh boy, this is not the person for me. So ang dami na, sige na, continue mo na yan, okay lang yan. Everything, but parang hindi eh. Alam mo na pressure, para i-please lang yung mga kaibigan, para i-please lang yung relatives, para i-please lang yung pamilya nung person, nagpakasal. It was chaos. It was very devastating. The person regret, resent, had issues big time. The person said, how I wish. I made a huge blunder that it cost years of my life ending up with the wrong guy. That's why single people, listen to this. It's better to be single. It's better, Red, for you to be single with that jerk. And I'll fight for you. If I see that the guy here, you're my pastor, I'll fight for you. That is a jerk, and that person doesn't deserve having you in his own life. Let's be careful. If you are not sure, don't you ever give your word. We're not here to please men, but we're here to please God. Can you say amen? Amen. Kaya lalo na pag naging officer kayo sa isang organization, pati alam mo, religious, kung ano bang kulto galing kayo, alam mo, be careful what you might give an oath that sometimes you don't know. Parang nireplace mo si God. Kayong iba nahihirapan maging Kristiyano. Sa tutuluan kasi nga, your oath, your word is your bond. So we have to set people free from their oath. They have to have such, you know, a deliverance session, inner healing, with the vows that they made, saying that this is for life. I'm telling you, be careful if you're not ready. Why is this a big issue? Why usually whenever you give vows, oaths, there's a statement of words. This is big time. This statement of words that entails words like commitment, words like duty, performance, like the promise to deliver. There are words like love and loyalty and faithfulness. Are you really sure you're able to do this? Kaya di ba pag those people who are leaders, officers, di ba, they will give an oath. And they will put their hands on their Bible. Why? Because they're saying it to God and say, I will faithfully execute the laws of the land, the constitution. You are saying it before people. You have given your word. And that's very important. We ourselves as pastors, we gave our word as well. Any officers out there, whatever that organization is, there's a vow and a promise, an oath that you declare and that you are to fulfill. Are you here with me? I just want to check out, for the sake of understanding, the issue of our promise and our vows. When we marry someone, we always say this as a pastor. We're gathered here today in the sight of Almighty God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together Harrell and in the bonds of holy matrimony. We're here to witness the miracle of God's love and the power of the Holy Spirit to join Harrell and joining two into one. Harrell, do you take this woman? Girl, do you take this man? Later on, this man and woman will give their vows. And if you're here today, if you've been married for a long time, I want us to check out the vows that you have made. And for those single who's looking forward to one day you're going to get married, it's important for you to check it out, the vows that you're going to make. Is that okay? Let me show the vows. For the groom, here's what you said. I'm fully convinced that it is God's will for me to marry you. Uh-huh. Talaga. Sinabi mo to, ah. I make a commitment to you today, yung araw ng kasal mo, in the presence of our Lord and before all these witnesses. What you're saying, I'm making a commitment to you today in the presence of God. I'm giving my oath, my commitment to God. In the presence of this witness, tayo witness. Yung relatives, yung kaibigan. Pero that groom made a vow, a commitment to God when you get married. And before all this witness, to love you with an unconditional love. Talaga, ha? Unconditional, ha? Talaga, wala yung, dapat ganito ka, hindi ka ganito, dapat ganito ka, ay hindi, hindi mo ako mahal pag hindi ka ganito. Walang ganon. Unconditional, eh. May ginawang mali. Ang hirap mag-forgive. Sinabi mo. Unconditional love. You gave an oath. Una pa lang yan. Gusto niyo pag-usapan natin lahat. I will be faithful to you. What? Always. You know the definition of always? Always means always. Right now, in the next 10 seconds, in the next 10 hours, 10 days, 10 years, always faithful. Nangako ka. Sinabi mo yan. Never leaving you, nor forsaking you. Daw matutulog ngayon dito sa bahay. I will lead, my friends, men, groom. Here's what you said. You will lead, guide, protect, and you gave that word. Men, leaders, you are the one who should be providing for your family and not missus. That's biblical. You gave your word. If you don't have a job, let me pray for you and let God bless you with the right job. The promise is God called you to lead. You guide your family. I will live with you in an understanding way. Wow, sweet. Be thoughtful of your needs. Anong kailangan mo ngayon, honey, sweetie? Honey, mag-uusap pa tayo mamaya. Why, by the way, my wife is here. Pag-usap tayo, mama. Ha? I will honor you as fellow heirs of God's grace. Talaga. I commit myself to fulfill whose plan? God's plan for my life to provide what leadership? Loving leadership. Spiritual covering for you and our children. Folks, you set the trend. You lead devotions. You disciple your kids. It's not moms. We men, we husbands, we fathers needs to do this. You gave a word. You gave your promise to God. That's what you said when you got married. I commit to collaborate with you in the building of the church and the advancement of God's kingdom until Jesus, the day Jesus returns in all his glory. I want to say this. To those of us who are married, here's the bottom line. Here's the goal of marriage. This is not for us to be together so that we will meet all our needs. No. You did not get married to meet all your needs. God caused you to be together. He was a matchmaker. He knew what's going to happen in your life. The reason why you're together as husband and wife with your family is to advance the kingdom of God because of the gospel. And not just our needs. Can you say amen to that? Yes. May mission kayo. Hindi lang kakainin sa umaga, ano natin sa business, isipin natin lahat. Hindi, may mission kayo. Anong mission na? To advance the kingdom of God. In order for us, for His kingdom to advance, it will take a husband and wife. That's why if you want to change nation, it will take one family at a time. Can you say amen to that? Para hindi ako bias, pag-usapan natin si bride. Okay lang ba? Si bride naman, nangako din. Ang sabi ni bride, single people, single ladies, for you to notice, don't you ever get into marriage if you're not ready to fulfill this. I'm fully convinced that it's God's will for me to marry you. Ah, talaga. By the way, I want to say this. If you're going to give an oath to God, don't you ever marry a person who is not a follower of Jesus. Marry someone who loves Jesus, who will lead you, who will provide for you, who's a man of God. Can you say amen to that, ladies? Don't marry a jerk. Red, that guy's a jerk. I'm with you, all right? I'm with you. All right, sorry, di tinantana na. Naiinis ako, sorry talaga. Hindi ko mapigilan eh. Okay, Lord. I make a commitment to you today before Almighty God. You made a commitment before God and before all these people to become your what kind of wife? Faithful wife. And responsible? Helpmate? Hindi helper, hindi katulong yan. Co-equal. They're leaders. They help us with our leadership. I will not hinder you, but will inspire you and encourage you as the head of the household. Ladies, brides, wife, the leader of the house is the husband, not you. So you inspire your husband to make decisions and not you because of your strong personality, sometimes na-overrule na. Na-dominate na si husband. You pray for your husband. You inspire husband. You bless your husband so that he will be a good leader. You don't make decisions just like that. You consult. Honey, what do you think? Honey, pwede bang gawin natin to? Ano sa palagay mo? Inspire. Encourage. Not taking control. Not taking charge. How do you get this? I commit to co-labor with you in the building of the church. Co-labor. And the advancement of God's kingdom until Jesus returns. Here's the bottom line. You gave an oath to all of us who are married, including myself. I have an oath to fulfill until Jesus returns. That's the oath. Are we clear on this? So be careful. Don't you ever give your word if you are not sure to fulfill it. Can you say amen to that? If you will not fulfill it, guess what? Trust will be broken. It's so hard for two relationships, for two persons who become one and break that because you did not fulfill your word. Parang yung base na nabasag. Paano mo? The small piece that was scattered, you have to bring that back. And let me tell you this. Trust is the foundation of relationship. It's not love. It's trust. A lot of people say, yeah, I still love. Oh, I own my love, pero trust. Oh, love ko, pero trust. Love ko, pero yeah, trust. Alam eh. I'm telling you. Reality. Verse 37. Let what you say be simply yes or yes. Anything more than this comes from evil. Alam mo, sabi sa book of James, let your yes be yes and let your no be no, or else there will be condemnation. Kaya nga, pag hindi natin na-fulfill ang kalalabasan nun, grabe, grabe yung setback. Na-break na ano yung trust. Kahit saan ka magpunta, imagine the reputation and the condemnation of the enemy. Para ka pinagpipiestahan and all these accusations that you will have. The Word of God is right. It will take how many years sometimes to restore because of the broken vows and words that was said. What is God saying here? Folks, keep your word and promise. No matter what. Everybody say, no matter what. Here's the deal. God wanted us to be a man and woman of our word. Can you say amen? He wants you to be a man and woman of honor. Everybody say honor. Honor. It means I will honor my word. I remember that. What I say, I will honor it. I will abide it. I want to say, I'm a man of honor. And I will prove it to them. Who I am, what I say, I will fulfill it. It might not come tomorrow. But by the grace of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, me being discipled and me being part of this church, representative of Christ, follower of Jesus, I'll be a man of honor. Can you say amen to that? Be a man of integrity. I will do as I say. No matter what, no matter the consequences, I'll stick out to what I said. When I say it, that's my promise, and I will deliver. I will fulfill. Why? Because God has called us to be men and women of integrity. Can you say amen? Be a man of your word. Fulfill your oath. Don't break your oath. Fulfill it. Your word must lead to action and results. Ganun po katin dito. Kaya don't just say a word, but you're not sure to fulfill it. But whenever we say a word, we know I'll fulfill that. Keep your word and promise, even when it hurts. Maski wala na tayong pambayad. Maski walang trabaho ngayon si Daddy. But God is faithful. God will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm not gonna question God. If it will take for us, so what? Hindi tayo kumain. Huwag tayo kumain. Wala ka pa masahay. Maglakad ka. You know our church, you know how we started back in 1984? We were students. I was walking. I became a missionary in Iloilo. Campus missionary. But thank God for the blessing of raising up your support. I never had support. My savings, gone. I was a campus missionary. All I know is I was faithful. I know what it is when I walk from one campus after another without money. I was discipling people. There was a time I was walking and the rain poured out. 3 kilometers walk. Never I complained. I know God is faithful. And God showed up. I know what it is to be in lack. God is faithful. Even when it hurts, we are bounded by what we say. Let us not break our oaths, our pledge, our vows, our promise. Lalo na pag si Lord yung nagsabi sa'yo. Yung mga pledges natin, si Lord yung sinangway, hindi yung church. yung pledges natin na nangusap si Lord sa atin, magbigay ka na ganitong amount. I'm gonna fulfill that, Lord. That's my vow to you. You caused me to be convicted. I was moved with this pledge. I was moved with those missionaries out there who needs to hear the gospel. If not for that, they will not be saved. But I will fulfill it, Lord. That's my word. My pledge. Missions. Those people that we're sending to real life, I pledge for that. And I'm gonna stick to my word. It's just a matter of time. You will bless me indeed, and you will bless me with more. That's not my problem. That's your problem, Jesus. But I want to be faithful. I will keep my word and my promise, even when it hurts, even when others don't. Eh, kasi si daddy ganito eh. Kasi si mommy ganito eh. Kasi hindi nila ginawa to. So what? Let's break from that victim mentality. But your life will never be like them. That's why we have to reach them out with the gospel. Now it's your time. The ball is in your hands. What do you do with this? Will you stick to your word? Will you give your word? Fulfill your oath? Even others don't. I want to say this, for if you're a parent here, tapos na tayo kanina sa mag-asawa, di ba? Si groom, saka si bride, eh nanganak na si bride, binless na ni Lord. Hindi lang isa, dalawa, tatlo, ang dami ng anak. Eh, anong gagawin mo ngayon? Eh, syempre, papadedicate natin kay Jesus. Jesus, baby. Alam mo, mommy, you have a word, an oath, a promise that you already said when we made that appointment of dedicating your child. Let me show that to you today. For parents, you gave an oath. You have your word. Here's what you said. We thank you that by your grace, this child is able to receive your abundant promises of prosperity, protection, good health, and success. You declare that, okay? But we commit as parents to train this child in your ways. Whose ways? Hindi si grandparents nagsusupply ng tuition fee kay Apo. Hindi yung mga nakagistan natin na parenting na hindi naman ways ni God. Merong ways si God. We are to commit to train the child, trusting that she will reap a harvest of righteousness. We commit to instruct and discipline this child to what? Carefully obey. Kaya hindi natin minamandohan yung mga anak natin. Hindi natin minumura yung mga anak natin pag napaprostrate ka. You deal with them carefully. You parent their hearts. More than the behavior, you want to change them. Ask God to come into their hearts and train their hearts rather than their behaviors. Are you here with me? Kasi pwedeng yung bata mag-comply sa ginagawa mo, pero yung motivation niya, eh, okay na, para sabihin na nanay ko, pero pag wala yung nanay mo, tatay mo, dun lumalabas yung sino ka. Sino sila, I'm sorry. We commit to provide an atmosphere of faith, spiritual nurturing that will incline this child's heart towards the gospel in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You made that decision. You made that word. Lord, I'm responsible for my child's spiritual life. Kaya nga, discipleship happens at home. Men, women, husbands, wives, fathers, mothers. You made a commitment. We commit to raise her in a godly house. What kind of house? Godly household and among spiritual family here in church in order that she may use her gifts to advance her kingdom and to glorify in Jesus' name. Amen. We gave an oath for our children. Guess what? If you want to change a nation, let's change this nation one family at a time. Can you say amen? Yeah, for us in campus ministry, we change the world. For us to change the world, we first change the campus and we can change the world. For us, let's change this nation one family at a time. In other words, you are responsible. Kaya nga, inaas namin kayo for victory groups eh. Kasi grabe yung future. Grabe yung calling ni Lord sa atin. Lalo na pag follower of the Jesus. Hindi lang be blessing na materially. Yung future, yung gagawin ng mga anak mo. Baka kayo anak mo next president eh. Hindi natin alam. But if you do this right, when you give your oath and fulfill that, just wait and see what God will do. You know why? Because for us, we keep our word and our promise because like our God, He's also the one who kept His oath and promise and covenant for us. Why do we do this? You know why? Because we have a God who kept His word. We have a God who kept His oath. We have a God who kept His promise that made into a covenant. Kaya nga si Lord, may covenant sa atin. Kaya sinabi ni Harold kanina rito, nung sinabi niya, Lord, even though we're faithless, even though we're unfaithful, I don't deserve it. Lord, grabe. Faithful ka pa rin. Hindi ko maintindihan bakit ka ganyan, Lord. Miskin, ang dami ko ng promise na hindi ko pinulfill. Pero Lord, ito, nandito ka para i-restore ako. To bring back my dignity, my honor, my integrity. God will able to do that. Why? Because He kept His oath, His word, His promises, building it up to be a covenant for all of us. Can you say amen? And I could prove it to you in this scripture. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 to 19. Sabi rito, so when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise, imagine this, heirs of the promise. Alam mo kung sino yan? Tayo yan. Yung Jew yan na nag-evolve to reach out to the Gentiles and reach out the whole world. So we are the heirs of the promise. What the promise that He made to Abraham exists and continues to flow to us. The unchangeable character of His purpose that He guaranteed it with an oath. God made an oath. He gave Abraham that promise. The promise of nations. The promise of blessings. The promise of character and multiplication. The promise of unending, unlimited abundance of blessing. Not just materially. Materially, sisiw lang kay Lord yan eh. But the advancement of His kingdom. So that by two unchangeable things, because of His oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie. Do you realize that? How many promise the word that God gave you today? How many promise that God gave you in your own life? I want you to go back to your journal. Go back to the time when God spoke that word. Folks, listen. He will not lie and He will never lie. You know why? Because He kept His oath. And He will fulfill His oath at the right time and according to His time. Can you say amen to that? Folks, it's just a matter of time. Kaya nga, faith, yung faithfulness natin kay Lord. Lord, okay lang, I'll wait. Kaya kami rito, hindi nyo alam. Grabe, ang late lang ng campus ministry namin noon nung nag-lead ako sa U-Belt. We're a bunch, what, 200 people? Big deal. Ako, nasa UST ako. I was leading that victory group. Ang laki na namin noon, revival na, 50! Woo! Eh ngayon, I was invited recently, one girl, the whole students with the alumni, you know how many are they are? 500 students! I guess we're the largest right now of all the campuses under ENC. Eh, time namin, pinagpipray ko lang yung bawat building, bawat camp, bawat college. Nagka-cry out na kami kay Lord noon. Ngayon, ang laki na. And I was telling this guy, you know what? You are the fruit of our prayers. We sowed so much that God heard our prayers, that you got saved. That there are more leaders out there. Why? Because it was an oath that God gave us. A part of that is the promise that He gave to Abraham. Are you here with me? That's a big deal. It's impossible for God to lie. We who had fled for refuge might have strong encouragement. Everybody say, strong encouragement. To hold fast to the hope set before us. Verse 19, let's read it all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into our inner place behind the curtain. It was referring to Christ. In other translation, it says, sure, firm, and secure anchor of our soul. Kumbaga sigurado na, walang palya. Guaranteed with an oath that God did to Abraham. It's coming. But here's the deal. Will you be that man that the Lord have shown to us, the people that we give promise? Can we repent? Turn to God today and say, Lord, I never thought how big deal it is when you touch the word promise, vows, oath, allegiance. Because you want my word to come to life. You want my word that I'll back it up with action and deliver it just as I say it would. Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord, that you're the God who kept your word. You're God who's unchanging. Whatever you said, Lord, you will fulfill it. But Lord, today, may you remind us that how important our words are. The words that we have spoken, the words that we declare, the promises, the vows. Lord, we repent if we have not fulfilled it. Lord, we repent, Lord, that we are not faithful. That we never realize how important those words are. That we break or broken our oath. And so here we are as your children, followers of Christ. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We repent, Lord. Holy Spirit, show to us. Show to us, Lord God, the time that we gave our word that we did not fulfill. Lord, we repent from lying if we are making promises have not fulfilled it. Lord, then we lied. And we are guilty, Father God, of lying. Lord, forgive us, Lord God, for swearing falsely, Lord God, that is not of you. In other organizations, Father God, that we thought first it was best, but realizing we could have said words for you, Lord. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, we repent, Lord God, and turn to you today. Lord, we just come before you right now in humility, acknowledging, Lord God, that we are guilty, and Lord God, that you are here to forgive us. Holy Spirit, show us, Lord. And even as we repent, Lord God, and turn to you, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that enable us, Lord God, to recover. Enable us, Lord God, reminding us, Lord God, to remember those promises, the vows, even, Lord God, what we have shown today on the screen regarding husband and wives, regarding parents, regarding what we've said. Lord, we pray that you will give us the courage, the faith, in order for us to be men of our words, to be men of dignity and honor and integrity in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, not just to convict us, but to help us. Make us faithful, Lord, with the words that we said. Can you just put your hands in your heart? I just want to pray for us right now. Can you, as we showed a while ago that evil thoughts, murder, sexual immorality, adultery, slander, false testimony, lying comes from our hearts. And I want to pray right now. Lord, today, I just commit, Lord, our hearts to you. This is where you live, inside of our hearts. That's why when sometimes we pray, we bow down because you are here. And Lord, right now, right here, I pray, Lord, that you give us a new heart. The covenant promise that you said in the book of Hebrews, Lord God, that you came because, Lord God, you want to break, Lord God, all the vows that happened in the past, but to restore and come up with a new oath, a new covenant, guaranteed for every one of us. And so that part of that is our hearts. Lord, I pray for our hearts today. Lord, I pray that you will rule and reign, that you would pray for our hearts. May our hearts beat for you, for your purpose, for your promise, Lord God, that truly, Lord God, you will restore the character of integrity, the character of honor, that every single one of us here will be men and women of honor in the name of Jesus. So Father, thank you. Thank you for keeping your word, and thank you that you will be faithful.